Welcome to the Merge Sort AI Digest, your daily AI news roundup. I'm Paul, joined as always by our expert analyst, Jane.
Good to be here, Paul. We've got a lot to unpack today with some really big announcements from the AI giants.
Absolutely, Jane. Kicking things off with the biggest news. OpenAI has officially launched GPT 5.6, and it's quite the package. What are your initial thoughts on Sol and its siblings?
Well, Paul, while it might not be a fable killer as some hoped, Sol is incredibly close in performance, especially in agentic coding. The real game changer is the pricing, which is significantly lower than competitors, and without the usage anxiety, you know?
That's a huge point for enterprises, for sure. And they've also introduced ChatGPT Work, merging it with a new desktop app. This really pushes their super app vision into reality, doesn't it?
It truly does. ChatGPT Work, powered by the Codex engine, is a direct answer to Anthropic's Claude Cowork. It makes powerful AI tools much more accessible for everyday tasks, integrating into workflows seamlessly.
Speaking of Anthropic, Elon Musk actually called them the AI leader today, praising their unreleased Mythos and Fable models. That's quite an endorsement, especially from him.
It's a strong statement, Paul, and it comes right after Anthropic reinstated Claude Fable 5 and Mythos 5 after some export control disputes. It shows the intense competition and the high stakes in this market.
Moving to a more personal scale, we saw a fascinating story about a Magic Path founder training a personalized local LLM on his iMessage history using GPT 5.6. That's quite innovative.
It really is, Paul. Imagine having a model that perfectly mimics your writing style. It highlights the potential for truly personalized AI and how powerful these models can be even on local hardware.
And on the governance front, Daniel Cocatillo and the AI 2027 team proposed AI 2040, Plan A, for superintelligence governance. Big ambitions there.
Yes, they're looking at international compute negotiation agreements by 2029, which is incredibly ambitious. It shows the urgency many feel about getting ahead of superintelligence challenges, Paul.
Switching to infrastructure, over $130 billion in U.S. AI data center projects are delayed due to local pushback. That's a staggering amount, Jane.
It certainly is, Paul. It underscores the growing tension between rapid AI development and local community concerns about resources, NIAs, and environmental impact. This will be a significant hurdle moving forward.
Absolutely. Well, that's all the time we have for today's Merge Sort AI Digest. Jane, thank you for your incredible insights.
My pleasure, Paul. Always great to dive into the news with you.
And to our listeners, thank you for tuning in. We'll be back tomorrow with more of the latest in AI news. Until then, take care.